Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
There you are. Good morning, everybody. Yes, Danny is part of the show officially, although we're still waiting for
your picture.
That was a
nice little Valentine's Day surprise.
Oh, that's true, right?
That's my only gift today.
I didn't tell you in advance, but there you go. It had to happen, folks. She integrated herself, assimilated into the show.
Yep.
Now we can't throw her out of here. So we can't help it, but there you go. So you're officially part of this, and we'll add you to the
website
as soon as we get around to it, right?
As soon as I'm not hungover and I send you a bio.
Yeah.
So happy Valentine's
Yes,
Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day. Today is February 14th, and it's a day of lovers and lovees and everything else in between.
It's also a singles awareness day as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like self-love and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just saying, like, it's a day you realize that you're, like, really single.
Right. I know, but, you know, some people may not feel bad about it. I don't know.
I really don't care this year.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
No, they're saying you got to manage the pressure, you know, because a lot of people like, you know, it's okay. Let's put it this way. I don't like the day. I mean, I like the idea, but I don't like that things are expected, you know, and I think many people feel that way because it's like, I'll give you gifts any other time of the year and you definitely should.
But do you?
That's the thing, you see?
Yeah, but
I don't.
Yeah, so you need this holiday. Let's be serious.
All right. Well, I don't have a Valentine's this holiday, and I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I don't care really, like I said, you know, so, but I'll celebrate with everybody else, you know, what the hell, but I don't think it's a reason to
really
gonna
go out?
Be depressed. No, I don't want to go out. Even when I have somebody, I'd rather like do something else and go out the day before, or the day after, because it's so hectic out there, and they charge you double and triple the
you
price
were saying
for the
that.
Day.
That's so crazy.
I'm
so
telling
if I go
you,
somewhere,
you try and just call and say I'd like to make a reservation at some restaurant tonight.
Right.
See if you can get it, or if you can, see how much it's going to cost.
That's crazy. So if I just like go to get sushi for lunch, is it going to be double the price?
No, not just any place, but I mean probably dinners, like places that
like Mastro's.
Like, you know, nice restaurants where you'd go to celebrate, you know, Valentine's Day and stuff.
Right.
So, but and then flowers, I'm sure, are a lot more expensive today.
And they're everywhere.
Right.
They're everywhere. I went to Ralph's the other day, and they have, like, literally an entire section just for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like, flowers, balloons, chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah, that's nice, right?
Yeah
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But, don't go crazy out there. But I do agree with you that I think you need to do it not just on Valentine's Day, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on
that.
But you just proved my point saying,
yeah,
you people don't.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
No,
men are probably like, oh, I'll get her something next week, and then just never come around.
No,
to
that's
it.
True. That's
yeah.
true. So is the thing really the expectation is only for the man to get something for the woman?
No.
So it goes the other way,
I
too.
I feel it's both ways.
Right. It should be, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's just a man's
but
job
it is,
to get a gift.
But it is like a woman's holiday. It's about the woman, you know?
No,
think
it's
about
not.
It. If she doesn't get flowers today, all these women in the offices, if they don't get flowers there,
I mean, they're definitely
gonna
going home
out.
And causing a scene.
Exactly.
If they have anyone to go home to. They
yeah,
might
yeah, that's what I mean, you
mm-hmm.
know? So, and the ones that don't, they have nobody to complain to.
Yeah, but it's crazy because if I was in a relationship, I would get my man a gift.
Yeah, right.
Like, not something
yeah,
expensive,
nice.
but something cute. Like, for instance, the only time I ever attempted to get something for someone on Valentine's Day, we had, like, a bunch of inside jokes. So I got him, like, 14 little inside jokes because Valentine's Day is on the 14th.
Yeah.
But it didn't cost me a lot of money. It was, like, our favorite movie, like, our favorite show. It would be something to do with, like, 14
yeah.
different things.
The whole point is not to show off how much money you have, because that doesn't show how much you love somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, and they're saying there's ways, I mean, they're suggesting here some ways to make someone feel loved besides saying it. You know, so like they're saying, give a small personalized.
Why wouldn't you say
gift.
It though?
No, I'm saying, but in addition to that,
my dad doesn't say it. I'll no? say, "Hey, I love you, Dad." He's like, "Okay."
Really?
Okay.
Oh wow.
No, he loves me. He just is so
yeah,
weird.
No,
some
I know.
People just can't say it.
I know. I don't remember my dad ever saying that.
Yeah.
But I know he loved me very much.
Yeah.
You know? So some people are just raised that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, he said it to his mom. I think that's about it.
Yeah. I know. I say to my mom, even to my mom, it's hard to say sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
No, it's not.
I don't know why.
I say it all the time. I'm like, love you.
No, I tell her I'm crazy about you, you know? And she's like, she always loves that, you know?
That's cute.
Crazy about
your
mom.
Well, are you going to get your mom anything for Valentine's Day?
That's true, right?
I need
to get her something.
I mean, you're crazy about it, right?
How come I didn't think about it? You see, that's what happens to guys. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking Valentine's Day and I'm not thinking of getting flowers.
Yeah.
For crying out loud. Well, thanks for putting it in my mind because now.
Are you going to remember, Sam? Like, as soon as I leave this building, are you going to remember?
That's true, right? You already realized what my memory is like.
I'm like, you're not going to remember.
Like fucking Dory, man. That should be my name, you know?
Dory. Finding Sam.
Finding Dory.
No, Finding Sam.
Yeah.
I'll text you later. I'll remind you. Sam, did you get your mom flowers today?
So listen, so they're saying other ways you can make food for the other person.
Yeah, yeah.
You can cuddle.
I mean,
cozy
that's
up.
A given.
Yeah. Call or write a note out of the blue.
Yeah, I love that.
Now that's
I think
good,
that's cute.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And take a task off their to-do list.
No, thanks.
So put away the dishes, you know, things like that. You know.
That's stupid.
Yeah, but that shows
stupid.
You love them. I don't know. I guess,
hey, babe, I'm going to do the
this
dishes
whole list
tonight because I love you. What else is on that list?
Nothing. I'm moving on to the next one.
That one was very poorly. Was that like Cosmo?
No, that's CNN, you know.
Oh, that was CNN.
Yeah.
That's why. You need to go to like Cosmo. Cosmo will have some good reasons to show the other person.
That's true, know. Right? Yeah.
They're kind of like a dirty magazine.
It is. It is.
Right?
It always has been. For young women, you know. It's like disguised as a fashion... advice.
Yeah, but it's got
thing,
like secrets in there and pulls and tips. Like when I used to read that as a kid, I'm like, this is not appropriate.
Right.
But I would read it anyway.
Yeah, right.
I felt like
so,
I was accomplishing something by reading that.
That's funny. But I got to tell you, this is totally not a Valentine's Day thing, but
mm-hmm.
I saw this and I'm like rolling on the floor. This Arizona woman woke up with a British accent. After
Stop.
Sleeping at night.
No, okay, she's faking.
Okay, but she's not, because you can tell.
Sam, stop it right now. She didn't wake up with a British accent.
People know her. She always speaks American.
Okay, that's
accent.
Fine, Sam. She's probably been watching YouTube and practicing her whole life for
okay,
this moment.
Okay, so they can tell you what she says. It's happened to her 3 times, but no, she never went out of the country. You know, how would the fuck... And the point is it's not like all the time. They're saying, look, medical professionals say that she has a rare condition called foreign accent syndrome.
Sam, I'm going to need you to stop it.
Okay. You don't believe it, right? Do you want
okay,
me to play
you remember
it for you?
Yeah, play it. Go ahead, play it.
So experts say Myers has what is called the foreign accent syndrome. It is a rare condition.
Stop it.
And it usually comes after somebody has
Hold
a stroke
on.
Or
Listen to her.
Other medical issues. And Myers says that she does suffer from a condition that causes bruising and painful joints. Does that have anything to do with waking up with different accents?
That makes the brain scientists go crazy.
Okay, she's not. They're not even letting her talk.
Yeah,
Let's
I
want to
hear
talk.
The accent.
I know, but that was like in the beginning. Let me see if I can get it back here. Because all they're showing.
Wait, so
is her
she
talking.
Suffers from. Basically, it sounds like she's anemic.
Anemic.
Joint pain and bruising is a sign of anemia.
Yeah.
That's not going to bring on a British accent. I'm
accent. And, you know, even more puzzling, she's never left the United States and spent any time in places that she's having the accents from.
They send in the psychiatrist at the hospital. You know, they make sure you're not alone. Who would do this for attention? I don't know.
Is that her?
Yeah.
She's doing it for attention.
She says, who would do it for attention?
You.
I don't know.
You would, bitch. Okay, do you remember like 6 years
That's
ago?
Funny, but I've heard of shit like this. That's why I brought it up.
Okay,
no,
yeah. Do you remember 6 years ago that chick went in to get a flu shot, and then she couldn't walk frontwards. She could only speak or act normally if she was walking backwards.
Oh my God, really? That's what the flu shot did.
Oh my God, Google it right now. She faked the whole thing.
Really?
It was
oh, she did.
Stunt. Yeah.
Wow.
She got caught. People like were like, okay, we're gonna like poach. Is that what it's called when people like stand outside your house and stuff?
Oh, I didn't know that. Poach, really?
No, I think I made that up. So oh. Don't repeat that. It's probably not correct. But people like stood outside her house and they followed her for like months, weeks, years, and then she just like left the grocery store walking normally.
Oh,
and they're like, so what happened? Why can you walk normally? Uh-huh. Watch it. It's so
uncomfortable. Look it up.
But that's a British. That's a British lady.
Yeah, right.
She's doing it for just.
So okay, so if that's a British lady, then fuck it. You know, I mean, I don't know what to
believe
say.
Believe what you want to believe, Sam.
Right.
I'll believe it when you come in here.
No,
with an
I'm just going. Well, that's what the reporters are telling me. It's on CNN, so it's probably not bullshit. Okay.
Well, but, according to Donald Trump, CNN is fake news.
Well, okay, but that's Trump's point of view.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know. But the point is that they also. I watch CNN. I'll tell you why. First of all, they're obviously anti-Trump all the way.
110%.
You know, they're very on the left. It's a very liberal station. But at the same time, I'm a person that's open to hear what other people have to say.
Yeah, CNN is the only news outlet that I follow too on Twitter and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You have to know they're biased. You can't just like go there and go, just like Fox is biased, so is CNN on the other side.
Oh.
On the other side of the spectrum. You
know? I guess that's right.
True. I like them because I like the hosts of their shows, like Wolf Blitzer and. What's his other name? I don't remember all of them, but Aaron Burnett. So, and these are people I've grown up watching as far as news.
I don't really watch
CNN
news.
Was like the first cable news network. Mm-hmm. Yeah, CNN, you know. So
I feel like the news can be really depressing, but sometimes, like, if I'm doing laundry, I'll put on the news just to watch whatever car chase is going now.
Right.
That's so entertaining. Like, where do you guys think you're going?
Yeah, I know. Car chases are cool.
Like, you're not gonna beat them.
Yeah.
Stop. Just pull over.
You know, we keep thinking and talking about planes and shit.
No, please don't.
You don't? You don't want to know?
I don't. Is it bad?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, nobody died, but okay. I mean, a plane. You think about this, okay? I'm thinking of going to Hawaii, okay, for vacation. This plane fucking was an hour away.
Stop it.
From Hawaii.
And they crashed in the water.
No. The engine cover flew off the fucking plane.
So
and
what happened?
Nothing. They landed it, but people saw this and they thought, "What the fuck?"
Wait,
you know, for
it
an
where,
hour,
though?
for an hour, you're flying over the ocean and you see that the cover of the engine is not there, and you don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Oh no!
Think how terrifying.
Yeah,
that is,
no,
right?
I'd have a full blown panic attack.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
Wow, scariest flight of my life, a passenger said.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a flight where you're like, "This is not happening right now"? Like where the turbulence was just so
Yeah.
Really? Where were you
know,
going?
But you know what was worse? When I flew, I sometimes fly up to Northern California to see my friends. You met Doug.
Yeah.
So I fly out to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fine. You know, I'm flying like, you know, smoking a joint before I fly and everything. It's cool. I like it. That morning, I had taken an edible. And it was the first time.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah. But I want to bring it up to people that did not hear about this. And
that was mistake number one. Sam.
That was a big mistake because, at that time I'd already been able to handle edibles pretty well. You know, nobody really knows. I mean, it's part of my life now.
Right.
So I went, but I'd never taken one flying. So I'm getting on the plane, I'm sitting down and I'm going, oh, fuck, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
I said, how can all these people sit here and think that everything's cool while we're going up in the air and we could fucking crash any moment? That was my thinking, okay? And all this fucking time, I'm like, how do I get the fuck out of here? I need to fly. And once it takes off, you're stuck.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. No, you can't go anywhere.
There's really nothing you can do once they close
the
door.
So I freaked out, yeah.
Like, they will not let you the F off the plane.
Right.
If they close it, they're like, no, ma'am, you're going to have to sit. I'm like, let me off.
Yeah.
Let me off the
Have you tried that?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Really?
Yeah, because I freak out on flights. Like, Sam, it's so bad. I'm, like, the worst person to travel with. Yeah. Like, I'll ask people.
Has that always been like that?
Always been like that.
Wow.
And I've flown to, like, a lot of places. And, like, when I lived in Boston and I was filming reality shows, I was going, like, to and from all the time.
Right.
And I still would, it's like no ease, no change. Every single time I'd freak out.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, have you seen Bridesmaids where, like, she's, like, on drugs and she's like, there's somebody standing on the wing? I'm like just waiting for that. I'm just waiting for that to happen to me because I take so much drugs before I get on a flight. I'm just waiting for me to get kicked off.
It just depends what drugs you take. You know, I mean, I've never had any anxiety from weed. I mean, you know, I've been getting high since I was 18 years old.
Which is so weird because sometimes weed makes you paranoid, right?
It can. You see that it did in this case. So I think it just amplified my fear. Like sort of a hidden fear, you know?
Yeah. So when you go to Hawaii, are you going to have an edible? Because that's about a 5
No,
and a half
no,
hour flight.
No. You're kidding? I'm not taking anything. You know? I'm just going to vape or even smoke a joint before, but no.
I mean, it's the same thing,
no,
Sam.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm telling you. An edible makes you really fucked up, and and it lasts a long time, too.
Did you take an edible this morning?
Yeah, I did, about
an
hour ago.
Are you feeling it right now?
Slowly. You see, so exactly an hour ago I did, and it's going to start working at about, in about another 20 minutes or so. So right about over an hour.
It takes that long?
But, I mean, the full effect is after 2 hours. Then you really feel fucked up.
But then how long does it last for?
Few hours.
Oh God!
So you don't have to smoke a joint or a few if you like to get high. You know. So an edible is a great way to still feel good and not have to keep smoking all the time while you're working and all this.
I feel like it's two different highs too. Like,
yeah, it is.
Weed is like a completely different high than eating a brownie.
So. I wouldn't say that.
I only did it once, so I can't really act like I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
That
exactly.
One time was like, I called everyone I knew, said I'm not making it till tomorrow.
Right.
It was horrible.
No, look, for most people, they have different effects. For me, it's all the same. You know, like people say, oh, this strain is more strong, more potent. To me, it's all the same because I'm not looking for a high. I'm just looking for, like, to feel calm and happy. And I do.
You're always happy, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it because of the cookie?
So it works.
It's because of the cookie?
No, it's because of everything, you know?
Yeah, you're just a happy
but
guy.
But no, plus, no, not really. I mean, I haven't always been like that.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I've, like, especially when I got married at 27, then I had my first kid when I was 30, a lot of pressure. And that brought out
depression.
Depression, which that's what I thought it was. And went on every medication in the book. Nothing helped. And finally, I was diagnosed as bipolar.
Oh,
and
really?
At that point, they started putting a cocktail of medication for me. So I take 3 different meds every day.
Oh, shit.
But, man, my life is a straight line. It's right. Not like up and down anymore.
Right.
I used to have like a roller coaster, you know?
It's
every
so crazy
day, it's
that
like,
people don't know that that's what's causing.
Right, right. And because it's...
My grandmother was bipolar.
Really?
Like crazy.
I mean, you have
though.
Like anger and you have depression and you have everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... It's known as probably the mental illness that consumes the most lives through suicide.
Yeah. You know? I think bipolar is definitely linked to a lot of suicide deaths.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of desperation to...
Kill yourself?
To kill yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, and it's so sad. I always try to understand it because I just don't understand it. I don't think I ever will. Like how life could get so bad to the point that you just don't want to live anymore, you know?
Yeah, like, see, I've been in that place. I know what it's like, man.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Like my old roommate that I used to live with, she used to tell me that she's been in and out of like, you know, like
hospitals and
institutions,
stuff.
Yeah, because she tried to kill herself like multiple times. And
wow.
And we were watching 13 Reasons Why. Did you ever see that?
No.
The Netflix
is it good?
Show? Yeah, it's about suicide. The death scene, though, where she killed herself is really intense. Like, really intense. Like, I wasn't expecting that when
that.
I watched it. But it was really intense. But but she was explaining to me that it's not something that you can ever really, like, shake off. Like, to this day, she's, like, happy. She's doing well. But she says sometimes she still will sit down and, like, have those suicidal thoughts.
Wow. That's mm-hmm. not good. She needs to be on medication
mm-hmm.
constantly. You see, and people don't understand that. I have my son, who is 24 right now. He's going through the same shit now.
That you went through.
Yeah.
So
And I'm trying to tell him. He knows. I'm like, look, I'm an example for you. The past 20 years, I've been stable as hell, taking my medication every day, not having to worry about shit. And then I use weed to sort of like round off the corners.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Out.
Yeah. Like, take off the sharp corners of life, sort of. You know,
right.
It makes things smoother. I'm more patient when I drive. I'm more patient when I talk to people. I'm more patient with sitting in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm like so restless all the time.
Yeah.
So between this and this, look, I've built a business. I've got a family I'm proud of. I have anything I really need, you know.
Right.
So what have I got to complain about? But what I try to say, and that's why I share my story on the radios, because there is hope. There's no cure, but you can treat it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have to face the fact that you have to take this medication every day for the rest of your life, as long as you
want
to stay
alive. And
then
what happens if you decide not to take, that you're like, I don't want to.
Then you drop right back into that depression. That's what I did. Because, you know, it has side effects many times.
Yeah.
Like sexual side effects, too.
Oh, like you...
Yeah, like you can't get hard, or if you do, it doesn't stay. And if you can, then you can't come, and all this shit, you know. So there's a lot of side effects.
It's like one of those commercials where it's like, it shows like how happy everyone is taking the pill, but then it's like 20 minutes of like, do not take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, what the hell? Who's going to take this at all anymore? Like, you just told me for 45 minutes why I shouldn't be, may cause cancer or lymphoma. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So it's crazy, but yeah.
So that's why some people are...
Do you think maybe you're ADD a little bit?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Could be part of it, but no, they're saying that some bipolars have like, or some traits of bipolar are similar to ADD.
Yeah, because you said like when you don't take it, you feel restless, and when you have ADD, you feel like kind of the same way.
Yeah, but I think it's different. I just think I have a lot of energy, and I need to somehow harness it,
right,
in a way, you know.
Yeah, I think having a lot of energy is great, though.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But I mean, I have to explain it that way, because if I have energy and I smoke, it means that I want to slow myself down.
Right.
You know.
Right. I want to see you, like, full-blown energy.
Really?
Yeah. One day, just don't have an edible.
Well, but no, I'm still high energy. That's what I'm saying. I mean, with me, it makes me more fucking hyper than if I wasn't.
Yeah, that'd
but
be
in
so
my
funny
mind,
to watch.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm more calm, you know? But it's also the outlook on life, whether you look at it positively or negatively, and... when you're depressed, man, everything looks like shit.
Negative, yeah.
You know, it's like putting on like dark glasses. That's all you see.
Yeah, so that's what I told you. Like last year, 2017 was probably the worst year for me. I felt so depressed. And you don't really know that you're depressed at the time. And then you look back at it, you're like, yeah, I was. I gained so much weight. I was like binge eating. So instead of like, you know how some people don't eat when they're depressed? I eat. Like, I eat a lot.
And then did you purge, too, after
purge.
That?
Like, I would go
Oh, my God. So you had an eating disorder.
Yeah, basically. So I would go to Ralph's, and I would get, like, one of those king-size bag of chips.
Oh, my God.
That you would get for, like, a party.
Right, right.
And I'd eat it in one sitting.
In one sitting. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. See,
really bad.
My first wife, I had a similar thing. I guess they call it bulimia, right?
Yeah, when you eat all, as much as you possibly can, and then go to the bathroom.
And then you go to the bathroom, either throw it up or take laxatives, whatever.
Which is actually worse than actually eating what she's eating.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like you're getting all that. You can get throat cancer from
it.
Yeah,
you're
teeth.
Fucking yourself up, your teeth. Yeah, because it's all this acid that comes out of your stomach.
I hate throwing up. I don't know how people can do that.
Yeah.
God bless them, but I just... Throwing, like when I drink too much and I puke in the toilet, it's like the worst
feeling,
3 seconds
right?
of my life. Because it's almost like when you puke, it's like you're suffocating.
Right.
Like you can't actually breathe, like while you're puking.
And your face is about to explode with all the blood.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't, no. I'd actually rather have diarrhea than puke.
Yeah.
Like if I had to choose an illness, it would be diarrhea all day.
Wow. You know what the funny thing is? I mean, well, it's not so funny, but my daughter's got her own shit to deal with. But from a young age, she would freak out when you talk about throwing up.
Like she
would just
felt
freak
uncomfortable?
Out. And no, she's like, I don't know how she felt exactly, but it's like she felt like pressured. It's like afraid, almost afraid to throw up. So she was always in fear. She'd
throw
up.
So she had like a phobia of it?
Yeah.
What a weird phobia.
Right.
Like, people are scared of, like, snakes, planes.
That's what I'm saying.
She's scared of throwing up.
Of throwing up. And of seeing other people throw up.
I mean, yeah, seeing somebody else throw up is not, like, that's not something on my to-do list ever. Like, if it's one of my girlfriends and she's puking, I'm like, you go ahead and you do that, girl. I'm going to close this bathroom door.
Exactly.
Unless it's, like, to the point where I'm like, okay, do you have alcohol poisoning and I have to hold her ponytail up or something?
That's drinking too much when you get to that point, you know?
I've been there a few times.
Really? Like, I never got to the point where I had to throw up. Too many times. Yeah.
Too many times.
So you don't know your limit when it comes to alcohol?
No. You know what? It's crazy because I think it might be the Irish in me, but, like, I know when I'm out when I need to stop drinking. But if it's free or if I'm lit, I just keep fucking drinking. Yeah, it's like I can't stop.
What's your drink of choice?
If I want to be chill, red wine, cab.
Okay.
Like if I'm going to a restaurant or if I'm going to like a comedy show, I'll do like the Cabernet. If I'm going to like the club, I'll only drink Ciroc flavored. It's the only liquor on the planet that doesn't make me a raging, psychotic lunatic.
Good.
Like tequila, it's a wrap. Everybody's getting roasted. Everyone's getting, for no reason. I'm just going to roast your ass.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so mean. I'm like the meanest person when I drink tequila.
All right. Well, you stay away from that shit.
So wine and vodka. Only Ciroc, though, because Grey Goose makes me. I'll never forget, me and Gabby went to this nightclub one time. And I drank Smirnoff before the
What
club.
About her, by the way? I mean, we'll go back to the Smirnoff. But what about... How come she doesn't even fucking call into the show?
Because she was supposed to fly out this week and she
can't. But how much does it cost to make a phone call?
Do you want me to tell her to call?
Yeah. Not this moment, but whenever she wants. But
I'll have her call
sometime,
on Friday. Because
I need to be introduced to her.
Yeah, you do.
Because she's the second half of you, right?
She's the nicer half.
Well, I would say a half. Maybe she's like the mirror image of you or something, right?
Yeah. I love her so much. It's so weird to have a twin.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like
so
an automatic.
So you still feel it's weird, huh? You've been a twin all your life.
No, sometimes I look at her and I'm like, this is weird.
Really?
Because there's like another one of me, you know?
Right.
And it's just like, it's okay, we don't exactly look exactly the same, but like our, and we don't have the same like outlook in life. Like, she's very kind. She's almost too kind. I tell her all the time, like, people take advantage of your kindness. You need to work on that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. It takes me a lot to be kind to you.
Yeah. So maybe that's why she has a kid and you don't. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want kids?
I do want a kid.
Yeah.
I actually was thinking about it too, because I was like thinking about, like, I was applying for other jobs, not for like part-time jobs, Sam. Don't worry. I'm not leaving the show.
That's okay. If you want to leave, the door's open.
No, this is, I love it. This is the best part of my day.
There you go. Go on.
But I was like applying for other jobs and I was like thinking about like, what do I want? Like, what am I good at? Besides entertaining people, like, what am I good at? Like, and I thought maybe I'd be good at being a mom. I don't think I'm ready, you know, I'm not financially stable right now either, but I feel like if I were to get pregnant, I'd be a great mother.
Would you be a single mother, or do you, or would you have to have a husband?
No.
Or a father?
I mean, if I ever were to keep a child, it would have to be someone where at the end of the day, like, we're going to be cool. Like, even if you end up dating somebody else or I end up dating somebody else, like, I need to know that you're going to be one of my best friends. Like, we're having a kid together.
Right.
And I don't want my kid to be in a fucked up household where he's like, well, daddy hates mom and mom hates daddy. Like, I see what my sister went. I see what my sister went through, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that dude, her baby daddy hasn't even asked about his son since August.
Are you serious? How could people be so fucking cruel, man?
Like, knowing that your kid is out there growing up, learning how to, like, paint and draw and talk and read, and you can't even say, hey, what's up? How's Marcellus doing?
Yeah.
Like, he's such a lame.
Jeez.
I tell Gabby all the time, like,
don't know what they don't know what they're missing. That's all I can say.
And it's like, Marcellus is, like, the most precious kid I've ever seen on the planet. So it's like, how do you not want to... Like, ask him how he's doing. But I almost, and I know it's so awful to say this, but I've said it so many times that I don't bullshit. I almost tell Gabby that it's better if you just, like, tell Marcellus that his dad, like...
died.
Yeah. So he doesn't have to, like, one... Because I really think that, like, affects kids. Like, why didn't my dad or my mom want to be in the picture? Why wasn't I good enough? I think that really fucks with them.
Right, but if he finds out later it was a lie, what's he going to do with his mom?
He'd probably hate her.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And Gabby's like, I have to give him the choice when he's older to, like, have a relationship.
But now you understand why society prefers marriage, you know? Because then you're... pretty much assured the father and the mother are going to stick around.
No.
Why?
Even at that, it's not guaranteed. When you could be married.
It's not guaranteed, but the likelihood is much higher than if you just have a kid with somebody and you don't have any commitment.
Yeah, one night stand.
Even if it's not a one night stand, let's say you're friends or something. Then
friends of benefits.
Or something. And you go, you know what? Why don't you impregnate me and I'll have the kid. You don't have to worry about it.
You know what the crazy thing
That's
is,
shit,
too?
You know, I mean, the kid needs both parents. I'll keep saying that to my till I go to my grave because I've seen families without, I've seen families with, and it fucks up the kid, man.
No, yeah, for sure, 110%. And you know what's crazy to me is people that have kids on accidents, which does happen, right. You, as a woman, you can only get pregnant 3 days out of the entire month. 3 fucking days. So how are you having an accident? Like, and I know when I'm ovulating. Like, your body knows. Like, not to be gross, Sam, if we're going to talk about, because there's a lot of women listening, I imagine. When you ovulate, it's like the same symptoms as your period. Your breasts hurt, your body aches, and you get like this weird, like, mucusy, like it almost feels like you're pissing your pants.
Wow.
But it's like your cervical, like, ovulation mucus. It's like you're basically your body is ready to have a baby.
Right.
So if you have sex at that time, you're gonna
get
a baby.
It's ready to go.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm ovulating. If I had sex right now, I'm protected. I'm definitely having a kid.
Right.
For sure, 110%.
Huh.
Pee in my pants, y'all, but I'm not. So gross, but it's the truth. It's that's why when people are like, oh, like, I didn't mean to get pregnant. What do you mean you didn't mean to get pregnant? You knew you were ovulating.
Listen, if someone wants to avoid pregnancy, they'll avoid pregnancy.
Thank you. Condoms, birth control.
Right.
Plan B is now out there.
I mean, you know, I can understand accidents before there was birth control, but now?
Yeah.
You know?
I would never take birth control, though.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, makes me gain weight.
That's what they say.
Break out. And I think it's weird what it does to your body. Like, it's literally tricking your body into thinking, is it either tricking it?
Right, like you don't get it, your period and stuff, right? Oh, no.
No.
You get it regularly.
No, some people don't. There's one birth control where you don't get your period at all. The whole time I'd be like, I'm pregnant. Even though I'm on birth control, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So anyways, next topic.
Next topic.
But yeah, I do want kids, Sam.
Yeah, I know. I highly recommend kids. But you know what? The important thing is you got to know that you want to have them and that you're going to, and that you really want this, because I've seen people that actually look at their kids as an obstacle.
I mean, I think kids are obstacles, though.
But unless having the kids and having, no. I mean, it's only an obstacle if you don't want them.
Well, no,
right?
I don't think it's a bad obstacle. I think it's an obstacle that makes your life better. Like, it's like almost like if you're doing an obstacle course. I feel like every day is like that, though, like even when you have a job.
No, but what I'm trying to say, actually, is that people say, well, it gets in the way of what I want to do. If you feel that way, then you're not going to love your kids.
Right.
And they're going to turn out the same way as you treat them. And I've seen this.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have kids, at least plan them. Make sure you're ready. And that's what, you know, that's why I appreciate that you realize that you're not ready yet, you know, so.
But I don't think I'm going to be ready until I am, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think I'm ever mentally going to be ready to have a child until I, like, piss on a stick and it says, bitch, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I guess now I'm ready. Now I have to be ready.
Yeah, I'll take the ring now.
Yeah, and at this point in my life too, I'm about to be 30. So if I do get pregnant, I'm not having an abortion.
Yeah.
Nope,
good for
not
you.
Doing it.
Good
no,
for you.
Can't. Nope. Won't.
Won't do it.
Do you? I think that's a too touchy of a subject. So we're just gonna skip.
No, it is. But we probably agree on it. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, if
I feel like that would be a debate.
It would be a debate. But
people get like really upset about it.
But that's why I like that you're not like the typical or the stereotypical millennial. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you have values still, you know, family values and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and because if you feel you're not going to have an abortion, you're going to keep it. Obviously, you value human life, you know? And so that's where the debate happens, you know. Oh, is it alive when you have an abortion? Is it not? And that's why, you know, we'll probably have people in here arguing about it. But but thank God that you're here instead of the last one, man. The last co-host, my God, she fucking killed me.
Really?
With that leftism of hers and that feminism and all that stuff.
Well, I feel like in some sense, like, people should have a choice. Like, if someone's walking down Central Park and gets raped, I think they have a right to choose whether or not they want to keep that child or not.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest debate there.
Like, if you're in a situation, or like, say you get pregnant and you know that, like, you're living in a trailer, life is not, like, your kid is literally going to be at really bad circumstances if you give birth to him. I think that also is a choice, but it's a tough one. Like, for me, I'm like, okay, if you get an abortion early, because now you can do the pill. Like, the pill is, like, you pop one in, and then you pop a second one in. It's basically you give birth in your bathroom.
Right. At what stage?
I think you can go up to 8 weeks.
Okay, so you don't think at 8 weeks it's alive?
8 weeks is too much. I feel like if you can't, but no one really even knows that they're pregnant until 4 weeks in.
Yeah.
Like, once you get that missed period, you're like, okay, I'm either. But even if you get your missed period, you could only be like, you could be like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, depending on when you had sex. But does anyone even really track when they have sex?
Yeah.
I mean, I can, because I never have sex. So I'm like, okay, on Tuesday, January 10th, I had sex. But not a lot of people can do that because they fuck so often,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, what would mess me up is if I did have an abortion, it'd be more of like, okay, did I kill off like the next, like the, is my, could my son or my daughter have cured cancer? Did I just ruin the chances of something spectacular happening, you know? Like that would mess me up more of the sense of, What am I doing here? You know, what did I just prevent from happening?
And that's the thing, is I think you interfere, you create a short circuit in life's natural process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because in every culture on the planet, we sanctify life.
Yeah.
Human life is very important,
right.
Or even life in general,
mm-hmm.
Animals, plants. And then we sit here and we debate about taking a life like so freely. And the thing is this, and look, the important thing, I think the most important thing to remember is this. Women say, I'm free to do anything I want with my body, right?
Right.
Which they're right.
Mm-hmm.
But the baby is not their body. It's in their body.
But it's still
a life. No. It's a life inside your body.
I don't know if I agree with you on that
Okay, because I'll tell you. Can you take a life of a living person that's... That's immoral and illegal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, to kill off that. So if you have something that's going to develop into a life...
I think that's where the debate comes in. Because if it's before it has developed a like heartbeat or eye sockets, they're saying that you're not killing off a life.
Right. Look, if you're talking just about a little... mucus that's developed or whatever it is.
I agree with you. If it has a heartbeat, you're committing murder.
If there's life there, that would be murder. But then the debate about rape and incest, I don't have an answer for that. I don't.
Incest? What?
No,
you mean if you had incest and you got pregnant by your brother.
Right, right.
Oh, I thought you meant like let's have a debate about incest. I'm like, there is no debate. Nobody should be having
no,
it.
No. I'm saying like when the kids are molested and they get pregnant and things like that, you know. So,
I know, but that could bring on some like mega health problems for the kid too.
Yeah, it can create a lot of problems. But then what happens then? Do we forget about that life that we're killing off right now? You know, did anybody ask the baby if they want to be dead or alive?
But did nobody ask the baby if they wanted to be born by two family members either? So it's like you could literally debate. This debate could literally go on for hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's like so many sides to every story. Like I feel like if your uncle raped you and you got pregnant, you shouldn't keep that child.
I agree. But then at the same time, I can't.
And also you should not keep that child and you should plan his murder.
Right.
That where you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Pieces. There's like so many pieces of shit out there that like deserve to die. Like I'm not kidding. Like y'all deserve. Like you should just be killed. Just be killed. Isn't it so crazy?
This is funny because I was just gonna say, look what a nice person she is, and now you're saying this because I can understand all the hate and stuff that you get sometimes on social media.
It's because I'm opinionated.
But you're like so nice and everything, and you don't really, you know. I don't see you attack anybody, at least during the show.
No, I don't attack anyone unless they come for me first. Then I'm going for the jugular.
I know. I've seen some people that actually comment on the fucking pictures that I post with you and them. people hating. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Really?
Yeah, like, get the fuck off my site, you know?
Well, tell me. I'll go in there. I'll say something.
Yeah.
But they can't be haters if they found your page, Sam, to comment about me. That means you are my number one fucking fan. If you're going out of your way to go to my boss's page to a picture that I'm in to talk shit about me, you spent all that time of your day to find that, do it. All for me, because you want me to see it.
But wait a minute, how easy is it to see a picture you tagged in? I mean, does it just come up? It doesn't come up on your feed, right?
No, you have to like go to like, it's like
the profile.
Yeah, and then you have to go to like that button and see like, the tag picture, which I never do on anyone's profile.
Right, page, exactly. Who's got the fucking time?
No, I never do that.
So they're taking the time to do that, right?
Yeah. So they're fans. So at the end of the day, they're talking shit, but like, who said it the other day? They might be a little bit envious, but I don't know what they're envious about. Like, I'm just like you.
No, you're not like they're envious because, look, you've accomplished something. Yeah. You know, you came here, you wanted to be on radio, you accomplished one of your things. You don't have to do everything all at once.
No, yeah.
But you're showing that you're going in the, and you have talent. I mean, look, you beat out a lot of contenders for this.
I
know.
I
got to tell you. You know, I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I can't tell you how many people emailed me.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
I can imagine.
You know, so if you think, listen, I won over all these other contenders, you know, you have something.
Right.
You know?
And I believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that. I believe my personality is unique. I always say, and it's funny, even when I date guys, because guys are always fascinated that I have a twin. Like, did you and your twin ever do anything together?
Yeah,
I'm like, no.
Or let's do a threesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, me and Gabby aren't even attracted to the same guys. And I honestly, as weird as this sounds, like, I don't even ever want to hear Gabby having sex.
Yeah, right?
Like, I'm just no.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, like, I don't even want to imagine. Like, every time she even brings up sex to me, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, right.
What are you talking about?
I know. I remember when I was in camp, you know, much younger, obviously, in my teens. And next to me, I could hear, when we went to sleep, I could hear my friend masturbating.
Stop it.
And he made sounds. And I'm like, fuck this, you know? I feel totally molested here, you know?
Okay, yeah. First of all, that's weird. Go into the bathroom.
Yeah, don't do it in your fucking bed with tissues
and
shit.
And like when he...
That's disgusting.
And when he came, did you hear him moan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. So that sucked, you know? But that's what I'm saying. People should not do these things.
No, in public.
Around each other.
No. Especially if you're family. Like, I was... This one time I went to New York City, and I went with my good girlfriend, and we went out, but I had, like, an audition for, like, Wild Out or something in the beginning at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning. So around 3 o'clock in the morning, because New York goes, like, for all hours in the night.
Right. Not, like, sleepy L.A.
Yeah. So 3 o'clock in the morning, I went back to the hotel, and she stayed at the club, and she was talking to some dude, and I go, whatever you do, don't bring this motherfucker back to our hotel room. It was my one rule. Yeah, I was like, man. do not do it.
Good.
I'm going to sleep. I've got an audition in, like, 6 hours. I shouldn't have even been out this late. So I, like, wake up from, like, a drunk, confused state of sleep to her having sex in the bed next to me. And when I tell you I went straight fucking ape shit in that hotel room, you're a grown-ass man, number one. What are you doing going back to a bitch's hotel room when she has somebody in the room? If you a baller, if you big and bad and you deserve to fuck my friend, get your own hotel room. Yeah. Right? Am I wrong there?
No.
So why?
I agree.
I was like, get your pants up. Get the fuck out. He didn't even finish.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not going down.
And your friend stayed there. What did she say?
She like was hysterical. She was shit-faced, but she was hysterically crying, and she ended up leaving. She went back to Boston for the night. She was mad. We didn't talk for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, maybe you.
Respect.
Yeah, but maybe you're being a little too.
I was being dramatic. Of course, I was.
Yeah,
like,
maybe you could have been a little tolerant and let her just finish.
No, it was like when I say we stayed at. Have you ever been to the Dream Hotel?
No.
The beds are literally like in a two queen size beds. Might as well just be one king because there's
no.
Like
but what
much
I'm
space.
Saying is, you shouldn't have stayed in the room. You could have left and come back.
Okay, so yeah, let me. Give him
20
I have an
minutes.
Audition in 6 hours, which I didn't even get.
But Danny, 20 minutes is fine. to let them finish. And then, you know, you knock on the door, you go, guys, I need to go to sleep. Please finish. And I don't approve of this, but keep going. I'll be right back.
Or why don't you just guys just go into the bathroom and put the shower on? Yeah, put a little bit of music on. Put something on. Don't do it in the bed next to me.
No, I mean, I guess you're right, Sam, but like, crazy.
I was very upset. And then the next day I woke up late. I had 20 minutes to get ready for my interview. So I went with the makeup on I had from the night before, like look like trash. I was really funny at my interview. I went to just be like one of the Wild 'N Out girls, but he had me audition to be a comedian, but I've never done improv before. So it was new to me. He's like, just, he threw three words out there and you just have to immediately like go into it. Yeah. I was like, I've never done that before.
It's not easy.
I didn't get the gig, needless to say. It was just an overall bad weekend for me.
Yeah. So there's a little Valentine's Day article here about a woman that's like 24 and joined a dating site or a dating app. Okay. I don't know. She said a dating site. I don't know, maybe down there she says somewhere, but she said she paid $102 the cost of 2 months.
Okay, that's not...
So that's not like Match or anything.
No, that's what, like, what app is
maybe
that?
Maybe that's like eHarmony or something, because whoever is that expensive, because that's what, like $50 a month? That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
But at any rate, so she put that down, and I just wanted to bring up the idea of dating through apps and stuff. We talked about this a little bit, but I don't know what... I don't remember what we covered, because I really don't care. But I've connected several times online or on the phone.
You have?
Yeah.
So what do you use, Match?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, Sam's on Match. Go find
him. Well, no, I'm not on there.
Oh, you're not on there anymore?
No, I haven't been there in fucking years. I'm just saying when I did.
Okay, so like, what do you, I'm like, nowhere just send right a message now. And say, hey, do you want to grab a coffee? Do you want to grab dinner? Like,
First you start off a conversation. You know, you hope to.
Yeah.
Bumble is good because the women get to sift through all the garbage.
Well, then the woman has to say something first.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're not overwhelmed.
I don't like that.
You don't, huh? Most people do like that. But
people like Bumble better than Tinder because Tinder's more of like dudes that are just trying to get their dick wet.
Right.
Yeah. And Bumble's more of like guys that really maybe want...
More.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But Bumble's cool so now because you can find best friends on there too.
Yeah.
Like you can find girlfriends to go like to the movies with or something.
Yeah, that would be cool, you say? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are lonely in this thing.
I don't have, I'm not on any dating app. So if you guys see me on one, it's a fake page. It's not me.
But that's the thing, you don't need to be because you're known. I mean, you can get a lot of...
No, Sam, it does not work like that.
No?
I like literally have not been on a date since 2016.
But why is that?
I don't know.
Are you like turning everybody down?
I turn a lot of people down, yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
But even, but guys that I don't turn down, it's like, I don't know if it's like, I can hold an intelligent conversation. I can keep you entertained.
Right.
I'm not, and I joke around on my first date, and I'm like, it's not that I'm a crazy bitch. It's that life with me would be crazy because every day would not be the same. Like, I'm just not a predictable person.
Right.
But I think that's great.
You're being honest with them. That's good.
I'd rather tell you that on the first date than have it be like 6 months in and he's like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
So maybe you should...
not say that.
Settle down a little bit yourself. You know? Get a little under control here.
So, like, I was thinking about maybe doing, like, that speed date. We should do it. You and me speed should go to speed dating just so we can come back and tell people on the show what it was like.
I always wondered what it's like.
We should speed do that.
Dating, yeah. But we would be in totally different fucking age groups. I don't even know if they have it for my age group.
No, they usually do it from, I think it's like 25 to 56.
They don't do that.
Yes, they do.
There's no fucking way. You're not going to get a 25-year-old dating a 56-year-old. It doesn't happen very often.
In Los Angeles, maybe.
It doesn't happen very often.
But, I mean, we should still try it, Sam.
Yeah, no. I mean, and I know people that do it.
Yeah? Does it work out for them, though?
No, I mean, not participant, but like matchmakers and shit. They put on these events. These speed dating
like
events.
Like Match.com.
No, but these are people I know, so we can go and it's free and shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So
but do they have people my age there?
Yeah. Look, your age is much more likely to date than my age. So obviously they're going to have mostly, you're at the hottest age for them right now.
Yeah.
For dating and shit, right. You know, because you're... you're not looking, but you're at the age where women start settling down mm-hmm. for kids and a husband.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
Husband,
so.
Oh my God. I don't even think I'm ever going to have a husband. And it's funny because I, when I was just talking to a guy or whatever, I was telling him, I was like, I don't really want the wedding. Right. I want the ring and I want the like reception. So I want like your family and my family and our friends to come and party like as if we just got married.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like actually having it on a piece of paper like takes kind of like the excitement out of it.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, you need to get married because if he leaves you, you're going to be left with nothing.
That's true. You want to get something out of your investment in money there and everything. That's why they split everything in half when you guys divorce, you know.
Yeah, unless he makes you sign that prenup.
Yeah.
I would never sign a prenup. I'd be like, who? What?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, let's leave that for next time, Danny. Happy Valentine's
up?
Day. Yeah, time's up already.
Wow, I felt like that show.
You don't
really
feel like we've talked enough?
No.
We've talked a lot. We've covered just about every fucking problem in this world, man.
Like being single today.
Exactly. And yeah, I guess the abortion was the most serious thing we've had since we started, and we didn't even get into it.
I know, so. And we should have taken callers on that, so we should talk about that again.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
Because that'd be interesting to hear what people have to say about it.
Yeah, but it's pretty predictable. You have both sides. Everybody's got their own shit.
Yeah, true. It might just be like, okay, bye.
Yeah. Folks, stay tuned. There's a lot of great shows if you're like an activist. And there's a show called State of the Oceans coming up next with a lot of great people. The Barbie Twins. I don't know if you know who they are, but I'll tell you some other way, some other time. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And Danny, I hope you find someone. I don't know.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, whatever I can help, I know a lot of people, so maybe I'll be a matchmaker.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. And, yeah, don't despair, folks. If you don't have someone, just sit in front of the mirror, spread your legs, and have fun.
Oh, my God.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.